This podcast is a proud member of the CypherCast Network. Discover more at cyphercast.net and follow us on Twitter at cyphercast.net.
Welcome back to the CypherCast Chronicles. Today we are finishing up James Walls' Gods of the Fall game, A Vigil for Cows. When we last left our heroes, demigods, gods in training, the god of speed was in the woods looking at bricks, while the rest of us fight wonderful, demonic, plague-infested cow thingies in a field. So let's get back to it.
I'll turn the brick over.
It says in the common tongue of this land, it says, follow me. You look up, you see another brick. It's actually now, you can kind of tell. Can you lift up it over? There's like an arrow on the end, and you see it kind of situated about 25 feet away, further into the woods.
On the one hand, my friends are dealing with crazy cows. On the other hand, an intriguing mystery. I think I've got to follow the intriguing mystery.
Oh, okay. So you're wandering off into the woods, and we're going to say that now it's going to be... It's Jeremy's turn, but Jeremy, be warned that back... Another GM intrusion, we're going to say it's going to be... Oh, you had experience for that last one, Jeremy, right?
Yes.
You have somebody else?
No, I did not. All right. Let's go Malin.
All right, so we're going to say that, Jeremy, you're getting hit by another GM intrusion, so another XP, and give one else to somebody else.
All right. Then the next one up is going to be Lakini. You just burned a couple.
Oh, thank cool. You, sir. And Ryan Chaddock has said, the back of the cow that got chopped in half begins to form into a smaller fourth cow. It's not here yet, but it's going to be here soon, okay?
Brutal.
Giving birth to itself.
It's giving birth to itself. Someone better kill it quick. And then... let's see here. The gore on the ground. This is a group intrusion for everyone. Take an XP from John Marvin. The gore on the ground swells under a character's feet and attempts to swallow them. I'm going to say it's attempting to swallow everyone right now.
Should I not take an experience for this?
Of Andrew and just trying to swallow Darcy and Jeremy. How about that? So Darcy and Jeremy, you guys get XP. No one else gets it.
My boots.
Yeah, so you guys, I'm going to say another level of difficulty in action. So Darcy, you're two difficulties higher this round, and Jeremy, you're one level as like now. There's all of these cow mouths forming in the ground, grabbing at your feet. Just hundreds of cow mouths.
No.
You travel with the god of fire. I'm sure your boots are fine.
They've now, Jeremy, been what are you doing?
Long ago.
Grabbing my sword.
All right.
Cool.
So give me a might roll.
Oh, it's a might roll. Oh, boy.
A sword.
And I am going to spend 2 levels of effort.
Ooh, okay.
And that's only a diff 3, so I will spend an extra.
Oh!
No? Is that enough?
Yeah, these last pieces of cow aren't quite as difficult as the rest of the cow. They're kind of, remember, okay. You're fighting a cow, the half a cow with a baby cow on its butt and like an intestine leg, and then you're fighting a skeletal cow. Not as hard as real cows anywhere near.
Well, to be fair, I don't really have a good frame of reference for fighting half a cow and a cow cloud.
I'm sorry. All right, so you grab the sword back from the cow's tongue. And now you have it. You wish to move, or I'll let you act if you want right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely taking a swing at these things. I'm still at a one-step penalty, right?
Correct, because there's cow mouths licking at your feet right now, trying to swallow your legs.
Okay. Then I will hack at the half of one that grabbed the sword in the first place.
Okay.
And that's going to be a diff 6.
Hit.
For 16 damage. Oh, 17 damage, sorry. Does that drop it?
It how much damage?
17.
Yes, the cowl explodes and the horns explode.
Then I will spend 2 additional points to use successive attack since I dropped something this round, and I will hack at the creepy cow fetus thing that's sprouting out of the innards all around me.
Okay.
And that is also a diff 6. for, again, 17 damage.
Dang.
Wow. That the baby cow explodes as well.
Then I turn back and shout to Malin, "That's how you hit something."
It took you two swings.
Oh boy.
So it's going to be I think Darcy's turn. Darcy, yeah. But before you can ask a couple of things here, because we have a bunch of GMIs, you might as well have them happen now, right? All right. Yeah. So as you're like kind of fending off the cow mouths near your feet, I'm going to do both these at once. So D. Shu sent us one that says that Odin's raven lands at a nearby pine bough and caws ominously. Okay. And then Bruce Cordell sent one over that says, "The pale child from the nearby farmhouse wanders into the fight and becomes a target." Okay, uh-oh. So this all happens sort of at once. And Darcy, you get an XP, give one to someone else.
Okay, who's low? It's hard to follow the flow with all these GM intrusions. Thanks, guys. Excellent. Who is?
I'm sitting on 4.
Give it to one of the Andes, the Ands.
Pick an Andy.
Sure, Andy.
Andy gets one. All right, so you look, you hear this ominous raven that lands near you, and you kind of look up, okay? And the raven, you're when's your next turn? I don't know, it's soon.
Honestly. I don't know. All
right, you're on 6. You go at the end of this whole action. All right, so since everyone got there at different times, I kind of threw everything off. All right, so there's a raven up above you calling, and it kind of distracts you.
Totally.
And you're like, really?
It was a sign. I must
and
observe
you,
it.
You're like, what? Raven, what's that a sign for? And you turn around and you see that the younger boy was actually coming towards you all, and your cape whips him down face first into like the cow mouths. Okay. And the cow mouths are now grabbing at the younger boy, you know, and pulling him down into them. And like you see they've got him sucked in almost head first, you know, like into the cow. So he's now sticking his legs coming out of the ground like this, and the raven kinda like flies off, and it's like, have a nice day, and it's fine. There you
go. I shake my fist briefly at the raven. Cool, so do the cow mouths count as one creature or many?
I have no idea at this point. We're just going to say right now there is, this half a cow is dead, so the skeletal cow is still alive, and so is the cow cloud. We'll see the mouths are more of an area issue.
Okay.
Like not, you don't have to fight them, you just got to like pull people out of them.
Okay, I was wondering if I could enthrall the cow mouse.
Yes!
Kind of a weird thing.
Okay, no, I want to hear how you do
it. Yeah, awesome. So, you know, I look down at the boy and I'm like, you know, I realize that, you know, I've got to do something about this, but I'm also, like, fascinated by these new creatures, you know, something new to add to my repository of knowledge. And so I lean down and I start scritching under their little cow mouse lips. And, you know, I start talking and saying, "Oh, come here, little guy. You relax. Calm down." You know, doing, like, weird, you know, cat lady voices to it. And so, you know, sort of, like, petting these horrible tendril things. And I'm trying to get it to ease off the little boy's face.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay. I'm willing to spend, like, all my XP here. So
go for it, yeah.
Despite my -2 to everything I try to do. So that's a 4, so I'm going to try again.
The 4 or you rolled a 4?
I rolled a 4 on the die.
Cool.
I do have 3 shifts of fast talk, but this is enthrall, so.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's a 3.
Oh,
but a diff 3?
It's a one shot. No, it's not a diff 3.
No.
It's
3. I'm so used to, like, diff 3.
That's a 14. Diff 14?
I'm kidding. All right. So you start doing that, and something happens that everyone there notices. So sort of the positive energy coming out of, like, Alkernis, the goddess of fable, doing this, every cow here pays attention to it.
Ooh.
And it's not just the ones on the ground, but the skeletal cow kind of turns, and so does the cloud cow kind of turns to you. And the mouth on the ground like yaks up the boy, and the boy kind of tumbles over. And the clouds are so enthralled, this like, you know, this almost like something's giving them something, that the cows, all the tentacle things just flop on the ground and dissipate into the soil. and the cow pieces kind of come down, and the mouths like just kind of like collapse.
Oh boy, awesome.
The boy gets up, and he's just like, ugh. And he's like, he has like a handful of cow in his hand. He looks at them in, and he's just running back towards the house. With handfuls of cow still in his hand, running back towards the house. Like,
ungrateful youth.
So I yell to the group. So one of my connections in my pre-gen is that I can tell where one other PC is at a time, and I decided the speedy person.
Okay, good idea.
So I tell the group, do we follow the boy, or Lakini has run off into the forest? I think we better follow him.
Yeah, we should probably follow Lakini.
I walk over to Delirious and says, well, it looks like Alcurus has shown us both us. She talked three cows to death.
Okay, so before we leave, though, I have 3 bottles of cheap but very flammable alcohol. So I'm going to go.
Wait, where's this going?
I'm going to all the 3 corpses of the 3 cows, mm-hmm. whatever's left of them, and I'm going to pour some on all the cows and just... Well, there's not enough to get them together. They're all like in pieces and stuff.
There's cow everywhere. There's cow pieces all over the place.
All right. Well, I'm going to...
Time for a GM intrusion.
I'm going to take all these pieces and
do it quick.
Alcohol on them and just set them all on fire.
All right.
The whole place. The whole field of battle that we were in, just set the whole thing on fire.
Are you going to walk away from it as it happens?
Well, yeah, of course. Bam, turn around and go.
And you all see like Chef walking away in like slow mo towards you, like forced slow mo.
Just don't look back. Just don't look back.
No. Straight ahead, fire behind me, running cows.
The forest is now on fire. The river is now on fire.
So, are you gonna go after Lakini then? You're all gonna go off to the woods.
Well, the kid was running toward his house.
Oh, John, I can't do that to him. That's not fair.
Your friends need to be.
That's the first I'm gonna turn down just so we don't.
Wow. Right.
John's gonna have John Marsh.
Bad intrusion if Jim is turning it down.
Well, no, he said fire heals the cows, and just I do want the combat to end at some point.
Yeah, because that's my whole deal. I'm pretty much useless if that's the case.
I'm going to say it does heal the cows, and their bodies come intact, and maybe you can cut the meat off later or something. I don't know. That's and sorry. I'm like, there's no XP for that either. John, Electric Eels, he's brutal, man. I don't want to play one of John's games. That'd be rough.
Yeah.
Right, so you all come into the forest, and you see it standing there with a brick in his hands, Lakini.
Ooh.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Brick.
You kind of had some stuff going on back there.
Are you trying to weigh yourself down? Here?
There was a demon, and I ran away because my butt was possessed.
That would be well.
Eyes over here, like, watching, so I figured I'd check it out.
Have you been getting into my trail juice again?
And I found this brick.
I checked my 3 bottles of alcohol to make sure they're still there.
No, you use them to light things on fire.
I used one of them.
Oh, okay. There's 2. There's 1 bottle missing, Andy. You don't know where it's who got rid of it, maybe.
Well, I know I used that one, but the other 2 are still there. He didn't, because he's fast. He could stab one if he wanted to. He's been known to do that kind of thing, you know. Eat more than a share of pizza.
Don't drink and ruin is always what I always say.
My dear Lakini, is it a magic brick?
It has writing on it. You see? Follow me. There's another one over there. I point to the next brick in the line.
You see another brick? Yeah, it's not far from
How
there.
How many bricks is he holding?
He's holding 1.
Oh, he's not like picked them all up as he's going by.
No, I didn't advance from where I was. I figured I'd have a small like pallet of bricks at this point.
Aww.
May I see that brick for a second, please?
I throw him the brick.
It appears to be in the common tongue of this world. It just says it will follow me.
I want to use scan on it.
You try, but actually the brick doesn't leave. It doesn't leave Blakini's hand.
It turned into a dove. What do you mean doesn't leave his hand?
Jesus Rodriguez says the brick refuses to leave Lakini's hands and is pulling him in a direction. And really, that wasn't in the game. It's just going to start happening. Lakini's getting dragged off.
So I go to throw it, and instead it sticks to my hand, and I just.
Yes.
I can scan on the on the fly.
Right, you can, yeah, sure. Make a scan roll.
All right.
You have to catch me first.
Are you going to go at full speed, Mark?
I mean, it's dragging me in that direction, right?
Sorry, sir. He said, sorry, I wrote it before he threw it. Ah, too late now. All right, so you guys are all watch as Lakini flies through the woods. Andy, you get a quick scan. Make an attempt one difficulty level higher since, you know, it's a super fast snake man is in his hand.
Can I go to four then?
You know what? These are not that magical. So I would say, yeah, that's a success. I'll just take a diff 2, you know? I mean, really, it's not... There is some kind of, like, geist on the brick that's commanding him forward. You do not detect any kind of evil magic at work here. Just, like, a commanding magic. Just maybe a witchcrafty type magic.
Extinguish my nimbus.
Does it smell like ogre witch?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. There's, like, other bricks, too, right? I can go sniff it.
As you're following. The rest of the bricks are not enchanted, though. Just the one. All right, so you all following Lakini?
I am reluctantly running after Lakini.
Okay.
As fast as I can travel.
I am charging slowly.
Are you going to, like, move at different speeds again so you guys aren't there at the same time and have that encounter again?
No.
We have to figure out who's there.
If I can, I know it's dragging me along the path it wants me to go, but if I can, like... run in small circles to slow my lateral movement down.
In your heels.
Yeah.
You know, like essentially, like, instead of running 20 feet forward, I run, like, you know, in a circle of 10 feet and then another circle of 10 feet, so I actually cover, like, you know, four times the distance and slow myself down accordingly. Then I'll do that.
So you all arrive at Lakini the last time, at the same time, and you actually do a small clearing. And the darkness here is actually not... It's not very dark at all because there is some magical light coming from some of the boughs of the trees around you that's illuminating this small brick home. And the brick actually pulls you all the way to the home, Mark, and it sets itself into the house, into one of the spare spots. The house appears to be about 1.5 times too large, and there's a large door that's open, and you can smell... It's a corn roasting. It's the most sumptuous smell since coming to the Nightlands. You've never smelled food that was this just sumptuous and just almost luxurious across your nose.
But I'm gonna run in real quick and take a look around and then run back out to where everybody is.
Okay. All right. So you like bolt in the house, look around. You see there's a very, very large, like 11-foot tall woman with red eyes, but wearing like an apron and just regular commoner clothing, sitting there stoking a flame. But before she can say what, you're like right back out again.
I think we found the ogre witch.
I call out, "Excuse me, Madam Ogre."
You hear a voice say, "My name is Inara. I have a name."
I did not know it.
Well, now you know.
My dear Lady Inara, we've come from far seeking you. Please grace us with your presence.
And she comes out, and again, she looks... So, for being the ogre witch...
Speech.
What was that?
I'm just muttering to the woman who likes to talk a lot in flowery niceness.
So she has some of the ogre-y traits, so that you know, typical to ogre kind. So she does have like a green mottled skin, but her hair has been combed. It's free of mats. You know, she's a few tattoos along her arms, and only the ends of her arms from the elbow down are exposed. She's wearing like several layers of robes, and she looks very, you know, just, she looks like a commoner. She does not look like what you would have expected of an ogre. You know, the stories and legends of, you know, bestial creatures in the forest that, like, steal children. Nothing like that, you know. The robes kind of, like, billow to the ground, but the ends of the robes aren't covered in mud, whether through arcane magic or just because she's very, you know, doesn't like to be dirty, you know. It's just like she comes out and she has a big walking stick, like 13 feet high, and she kind of comes out and she sits in this large stool, and she says, like, "So you're here to take care of the boy, then?
Has the boy wronged you?"
"Oh, not me, but the boy is wronging many."
"Oh.
What boy would that be?"
"The damn boy at Hasdrubal's house."
"The angsty teenager?"
"Yes, the one that shops at the Hot Topic, that one."
"It's my favorite place."
"The one that plays the D&D?"
"The one that plays D&D with his friends on the weekends, that one." She says, "Do you know what this is?" And she gets a small satchel out. She sets it down in front of you all, and she opens it up, and you see, like, little pieces of metal and bones and stones and, like, small cups. Does anyone want to take a look at what she has?
I will take a look.
Okay, give me a roll for, like, Arcana or Magic.
I do not have either of those. I do have a lore in Soul Rest, just like the Lands of the Dead. Would that help?
I don't think so.
Okay. I rolled a difficulty one.
Did you roll on that one?
No, I rolled a difficulty one.
Okay. You know, maybe a GM intrusion would help here. Okay. You going to re-roll that, or are you going to keep that?
Sure, I'll spend an experience to re-roll.
Get this XP flying.
Down to my last one.
I can hear John Marvin furiously typing right now. Electric heels!
I actually rolled worse this time. I rolled a 2 on the dice.
No. All right, you have no idea what this is. You just look at it, and you're like, I don't... You know, it's not like you're pretty sure they have to do something with magic, but you're not really sure what. And
what are you expecting?
Potpourri. It's a bag of potpourri.
The bag of potpourri that the ogre witch, Anara, has come up with.
What's she doing with it?
She's presented it to all you and asked if you know what this is.
Oh, I'll do a magic lore check on it.
Potpourri. Like, oh, this time you're a wizard.
He is a wizard this time.
I am a wizard this time.
I don't know what it is, but the smell in your house is delicious. What are you cooking?
Stew and bread. Do you want some?
I'm famished. So is Speedy Boy over there. He points a lot of calories.
She goes in and she starts preparing some food for you. And Jesus said, "Tempted, but Lakini has suffered enough." Wow, the audience has decided that Mark has suffered enough.
Something is wrong with the world.
I know.
I get a diff 6 on identifying the bag of stuff.
Potpourri.
Oh, I want to take that GMI. Because I have a dark history with my dead twin sister. And that's been haunting me in nightmares, that doll.
Which GMI do you want?
I want the one with the doll. Because it'll look like my twin sister who's crying, which will haunt me deeply.
All right, one of the items is a little doll, and it looks... Okay, so yeah, all right.
Oh, there's two!
There's two, I know. Okay. And one involves Alcurnus. All right, Alcurnus is an event. There's an important story. Okay, this is... Wow, look at... Ryan and Mark must be, like, together texting. Because Ryan said, "GMI, Alcurnus is convinced that there is an important story about the bag and is consumed with wanting to know about it." And John Marvin said, "One of the items is a little doll that looks like you and is crying. It's going to look like Alcurnus." Okay, Alcurnus... here we go.
Sanity check?
Pull this out here. Yeah, well, in a second. Let me just bring it here. All right. Andy, you look at the bag, and it's obviously magic rites, okay? And it's little magic. It was used in some kind of rite. And you see that there's, like, needles in here, and that someone created some kind of spell, some kind of black magic spell, some dark magic, some death magic. And, obviously when they were creating this, like, there was, like, theme music in the background that was very ominous playing the whole time, you know, and, like, dun, dun, dun. All right. And whatever it did, It had to do with disease and the creation of disease, because there's pieces of rotten meat in here that look like they'd rot forever. But the one thing is there was a little doll next to it, and you don't know what the doll was. I think that we should find out from Alkernis.
This is all in the bag?
Yes, all in the bag.
Okay. I tell them that... Do the pieces of meat in the bag look like the pieces of cow that we just blew up?
Yes, very similar. And she said this was. She said that this was. She found this left behind, and she believes by the farm boy Mego. So what? So, but one of them was a Darcy. How does he have a little doll that looks like you? How is that possible, Darcy?
Okay, cool. Does it really look like me, or does it look like, you know, whoever picks it up? So like I pick it up.
It looks like you.
Okay, it definitely looks like me. Cool. Yeah, I mean, we haven't explored the mysterious death of my sister. So, yeah, cool. Oh, okay, cool. So I pick it. So can I touch it? Can I, like...
If you want to, it's up to you.
So Andy, chef, maybe you, like, pick up the doll and is like, what the hell is this? What the heck is this?
Did you say hell?
Okay, yeah, I can remember if I could say that.
I didn't break the plumber barrier. Hell is okay.
Can you go past hell?
Mark that it's not allowed to say hell.
Okay, cool. So what is this?
Pick up this bag. What is this thing? I don't know.
Okay, so... Yeah, sweet. All right, so you hold it up, and it starts crying. And,
I drop it.
It starts crying. Well, before you can drop it, all I have is a dagger. I'm a god, and all I have is a dagger. Cool, and so I take this dagger, and I, like... try to shove it out of your hands. I'm like trying to like pin it. I'm like I attack the doll, right? And I don't know if you want to roll it, but
between
I
that and it's like crying, I just drop it.
So, okay. Darcy, was your sister? Did she have the divine power as well?
I think she was starting to awaken.
All right, Darcy, give me an intellect defense roll.
Sweet, cool. Aw, that's a 19.
Okay, you just barely keep hold of your sanity as you realize this doll actually has the soul of your sister in it. But all of the divine power is gone. Like, it's like her soul is in this. Somehow her soul was trapped in here.
Was it used to power this horrible curse?
Possibly, you don't know, but it definitely this is her.
What is the meaning of this, Alkernis?
Cool. So I joined you guys late, so I don't think you know my dark past. But I'll say.
Great job, Ryan and John. It's like you guys were like.
Yeah, that was awesome. That one.
So Darcy, you get a GMI and give a XP to somebody else.
Okay, cool. So I'll take one, and how about Malin? Do you want one? Or do you have a bunch? Andrew.
I have two.
Okay.
Just right after you joined us, Alkernis, I was approached by a shadowy figure who asked me to slay you. I've decided not to take up his task.
Oh, man. Some heavy reveals in this scene. Jeez.
I think this might be part of what's going on here. He said that he'd already gotten to somebody else with Divine Spark.
Mm. A shadowy figure, you say? Perhaps it was what was it?
Rafferman?
Rafferman. You see,
Rafferman?
His name really wasn't Rafferman. He said he wouldn't tell me his name, so I decided to call him that, just because I gotta call him something, you know? He said he was nameless. He said, nobody's nameless. I gotta call you something. So I called him Rafferman.
The ogre witch, Inara, she yells at the GM for calling her ogre witch, breaking the fourth wall, says, well, whatever this is, this was being carried by the boy.
Did you see the boy with it? You said it was left at the farm.
It was left behind. I'm assuming. We know what that means.
It was left here, you said. He was here.
No. Playing with the cattle. There was a fire one day as the father has attempted to dispatch the cattle one at a time.
Yeah, because my fire did just fine.
Well, I mean, I don't, apparently this disease has been getting worse. All of the cattle in the entire town or village of Greyfish have been affected.
Hmm. Well, Alkernis, let's go question that boy about that book you saw him with.
Wait, Mason, before you leave, I have bread for you.
Oh, yes, thank you. I am starving.
I hold her hand and I get down on one knee and throw my cape Nimbus behind my shoulder and I kiss it. Oh, what a fresh breath of air you are. Oh, God. All my pickup lines. They've escaped me. Oh, no.
You just say, oh, me. It's oh, God, you know?
Yeah, oh, me. There we go.
Oh, me.
Oh, me. Excellent.
She says, so you are, is your Nimbus in view?
Yeah.
All right, she's like, I am the one who should be kneeling to you, for perhaps you will all do well to save this land from what it has become.
We will start with the machinations of whatever dark magic has befallen this town.
Please, have any of you been injured?
A little bit.
Yeah, I got a couple cows.
The god of vengeance gets injured by no man.
I got shocked by some electric eels.
The god of five of my cows.
What was that?
The god of fire got trampled by cows.
The god of fire got trampled by cows. She brings out five mugs that have like a piece of bread sticking out of them and like this stew, and she offers you each a mug.
I take mine and consume it.
It's definitely a step above Dintymore.
Yeah, if it's just a stew, I'll drink it.
So anyone who consumes it gets four health back.
Sweet.
Yay. I will consume it, though.
Aside from that, she says it has a bit of witchcraft in there, and she hopes you don't mind. But in consuming it, no one's used a cipher, though.
I was trying to, but it never got to my turn again.
All of you, as you do not get the... You're all holding a cipher.
Actually, I was about to use one if it...
Well, she's like, I wasted my stew on you. Stew does not mean you did.
It makes me feel better, so it's not wasted in that regard.
So she bids you all adieu and come back any time, and that, you know, Inara's house is always a friendly house for you.
Okay.
Inara, light of the glade, I will return to you. And then I flip my cape and stride off.
I will have a shrine erected in your honor. Alcurnus, and she gets to work on that now, you know.
Oh, awesome.
She's now like felling a tree, preparing to make this giant statue of you.
I want to take the doll back, but I won't touch it, so I've got it in some kind of cloth or something.
I'm going to put it in the bag.
I shake my head. The goddess of fables gets another freaking follower. when am I going to get some worshippers?
I see your characters kind of like Legolas and Gimli like counting off followers, and like she's got like a board going, and the rest of you are like, I think Goddess of Fables, though, I gotta say, it probably has a good chance of getting more of them than like Malin, the vengeful destroyer of madness. Or
Malin might be over, you know, quality over quantity. You know, I just want as many people as I can.
Well, I'm hanging around with too many good people. I gotta go find the scum of the earth that want vengeance. Well, maybe you know.
So you're letting your sister go in a bag then? Your sister doll, her soul.
I don't think that creepy bag. I think like I'll put her in some kind of scarf. And, hold her.
Okay. So you feel the sorrow coming off of her. She feels like she's been trapped, and you just can't... She can't talk to you. She just kind of emote to you. It's so sad, and the GM intrusion is perfect now. So, and you guys are kind of walking towards the farm, and you make it back into the farm property, and you start heading back to the farmhouse, or you want to do something else down here by the burningness?
Since I have an understanding of the realm of the dead...
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer any advice to Alcurnus regarding her sister?
Ooh.
Sure, give me a roll.
Burn the doll and let her soul free.
I picture Lakini eventually becoming like a psychopomp.
Cool.
That is a level 5.
Okay, so here's the deal with this doll. All right, someone definitely transferred the power. So this doll here, someone transferred like divine power into this doll, and now it's gone, and now the doll is just the soul behind. And there's an up and a downside. One, you can ease the suffering, but two, you can never have the soul from this doll transfer to like the realm after. You can just destroy the soul. If you destroy the doll, you destroy the soul.
Oof. So what do you tell me?
I regret to inform you that your sister's soul is forever trapped in the mortal realm. She will never be able to rest in soul rest.
And when she says that, she's like, rest in soul rest.
Lizard, do not speak to me of what is possible and what is not. We are going to be gods. I will rend the earth before I give up on my sister.
I know many paths, both known and secret, and there is no path that will bring this soul to the soul rest.
Yes. You know, epic quests and like the one shot. It's always tough, you know. It's, oh, I'm gonna see these characters again. All right.
We can do that in 6 months.
That's right. So if Bruce is still watching, Bruce, you gotta get this pumping out. Wait, no, I thought it was in June. I thought June.
It's soon.
So it's actually, yeah, it's like 4 months, but still.
I can manage that. Okay. So back on the farmland itself, again, dreary, dark, just, you guys step on some snails walking because it's all it's fungus and snails along the ground. You do see in the distance a few of the other Talvik cattle just kind of eating, and nothing else is infected, and you see the farmhouse in the distance.
Is it on
fire? I walk up to the farmhouse and throw the door open.
I run up to the farmhouse and wait. Right. I wait by running laps around the farmhouse.
Right. So
I'm X-ray visioning far away, as far away.
Everyone's running off. Andrew, what did you say before everyone started running towards the farmhouse?
I asked if the farmhouse was on fire. That's all.
Oh, it's not on fire.
It can be.
I just see Andrew stand there. Everyone runs off. It's like, ugh, again.
Exactly. That's exactly.
I think Lakini's the god of splitting the party.
the god of ADD.
Yes, there you go. All right, you guys all get there, and Lakini's already there. And Hasdrubal is sitting outside.
Him.
What was that?
I punch him.
Make a roll.
Front row.
I rolled a 7, so that would
He's
be...
He's a diff 2 to hit him. Two, yeah. So you sock Hasdrubal the farmer in the jaw.
No, not hit. No, the god of speed here, Lakini.
Oh, you don't hit the guy.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I have like, let's see here. Hold on. I've got 2 shifts and specialization in speed defense. So,
Keep forgetting.
You know, I haven't seen one from anyone else yet. So, guess what? Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go to sock Lakini. He is out of the way and standing there as Hasdrubal.
Yes.
How much damage do you do unarmed? You don't have a godlike strength, do you?
No. I just do regular punching damage, whatever that is.
All right, he falls to his knees like, what have I done? You upset you, oh god of vengeance. I'm so sorry.
You set us on the wrong path after a nice lady that you called a witch. And it's really your son that's the problem.
Son. It can't be my son.
I stalk upstairs once I throw the door open, just looking for the boy.
I follow behind him.
As soon as he throws the door open, I'm going to run upstairs and grab the boy and bring him outside instead.
The boy's not upstairs, so y'all get in the house and charge upstairs, and the woman there is like, you know, she's his wife, Diona, she's like just kind of cleaning up after they must have eaten, and you go upstairs and charge up there, and there's no boy up there to be found at all.
What
are you doing up there? What are you doing in our house? Oh, gods!
I pick up Hasbro by the collar. You know, and just hold him up in front of me, and I'm like, where is he? And I push him up against the wall.
You're going to pull out an I'm Batman?
Yeah, totally.
Where is he?
Oh, my God.
I don't know where he is. I'm sorry. And he kind of passes out.
I'm going to use intimidation threats and inflict pain. I'm going to try to intimidate him to tell me.
He's out. He's not. Oh. You knocked him out. You punched him first. You're shaking him now. It was a DMI, so I mean, he's unconscious. It's just the wife that's looking there, terrified in the house, like staring as the god of like vengeance is shaking her husband, from decking him.
Then I point to her. Where is he? Trying to use.
I just wanted you to come help our poor farm, and you're going to set us all on fire and kill us. I know it.
The god of war gets my other XP, by the way.
Okay.
Don't worry, Malin is not going to set your house on fire.
It's my job.
Exactly.
Please, I don't know where he's at. I think he was in the farm. I think he was in the farmhouse. I mean, in the barn. But
I checked the barn.
No. All right, you going in the barn?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a boy on the second floor of the barn. You guys all just like see him fly out. So I'm gonna know where Mark went. So Mark, you're in the second floor of the barn.
I'm gonna grab the boy and bring him back.
Alright. Make a might defense roll.
Every time.
Is it like poisonous or something?
Every time.
It's just full of dark magic. Real gross.
I'm gonna spend 2 points to add a level of effort to counteract my inability.
Okay.
I'm gonna spend my last experience.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Because a 2 is not gonna do anything. Unless I roll it twice, in which case I guess I'm stuck with 2.
Alright, Mark, so the boy is sitting there like kind of like huddled looking in fear, and then the fear stops and he stands up and this sickly green aura starts to go around his head.
Great.
He has got his own divine.
And he reaches his hand out and you feel this horrible nausea wash over you, and you feel just like you start to throw up, just like, and you feel like you're just throwing up like your own, like your own divine essence in a way, and you're horribly sick, and you take 2 points of damage, and you drop 1 level of the damage track.
Oh, dang!
Oh, you have found the god of plague.
and the boy stands up and he starts to monologue, because that's what they do.
Oh yeah.
And he starts to like walk around you, and circle you and say, yes. I, too, was confused when I was given this gift. I'm so sorry, Lakini. I'm sorry my mother brought you here. But perhaps my obligations will be fulfilled if you aren't here. And he goes to, like, reach for... He goes outside, and he like, waves his hand out. And the rest of you see that, like, some of the farm animals south of the barn just all fall over. But their bodies start to, like move and shift. And you don't know where Lakini went. You just know he was in the barn. You see, like, there's at least 3 cows nearby that have all just collapsed. And you also see here the father start to wake up a little bit. He's like, wait, no, he means no harm. And the boy says to you again, Mark, he's like, I do this only for my family's good. For if I have this power, I can protect them from this eternal night. What can you do? You'll just pass on and leave. I will be a god forever, and my family will be safe. And the doll starts... So now, hold on 1 second. And also, next GMI, which is... So we have one that's going to everyone. Group intrusion, everyone gets an XP, is all the farm animals in the barn now die. And their flesh forming a massive beast near the boy. All right, so instead of multiples, we're just going to say there's one... Level 7, giant mega cow former that's now appearing.
A flesh golem of some sort.
A cow former, huh?
Yes, so the cow former starts to appear, and then Ryan says the boy's magic reacts with the doll, which starts to move and grow. So Alkernus, the doll jumps now out of the scarf and starts running away.
I have no words for what's just happened.
Let's have a roll initiative. How about that?
Well, we're inside the farmhouse. We don't know anything's going on outside because the god of speed.
Well, all you hear is this large, and you see these cows like all start to suck together into one big cow, and the cow just starts to appear like a giant Trojan cow, but made of diseased cow flesh.
By the way, I love these strange ducks.
The dolphin was another GMI.
What was that, Andrew?
I said I love these strange dice, and nat 20 right there.
Nice. All right, so Andrew's on a nat 20.
And so I got a nat 1.
A nat 1 on Darcy.
Oh, yeah.
Was the doll thing the other GMI? You said there was 2?
Yes, that was a group GMI. No, the doll was just Alkernus.
So I should give one out.
Yes. Andy, what did you roll?
Mark, yeah, just 1 point.
Yeah, let's give it to Mark.
Thank you.
All especially right. Since they could still GMI you now.
Jeremy, what'd you get?
Diff 7.
Diff 7. And Mark?
Diff 5?
All right, so Jeremy goes first, then Andrew got the 20, so Andrew goes first. So Andrew, you go first, and you have something cool happen. So I'm going to say you overhear, you're fighting the dad, and you kind of listen off in the distance, and you hear some of the boys monologue. Okay?
Can I use one of my EXP to say that there is actually a window from where my vision is that I can see the big flesh golem and the boy standing out in the yard?
Well, the flesh golem's out in the field.
Okay. The flesh golem.
You see the sure. Cow former.
All right.
That's what I'm going to call it. Sorry.
So I will see the cow former out in the field via a window that's near, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure.
That's all right. I will pull out my crossbow from where I'm at and shoot it through the window.
Nice.
At the creature.
Sweet.
So it's going to be breaking glass and clinking and... granted, if there's glass in these windows, I'm not quite sure the time period.
See, Greg Stockton said Cal Former is the highlight of the whole story so far.
He wrote it out. Oh, that's what you guys are saying. You're the worst. Yeah. You're all the worst.
You didn't get Cal Former till now?
I didn't. I thought you... I don't know why. I didn't understand.
And I will be using my death thing again, my quick death on it.
Sweet.
I rolled a 12, which with reduce it by 3 steps. So that's, you said it was level 7?
Yep.
6, 5, 4. I needed a 12. So I got 12. There you go.
All right. So you hit it.
Okay.
So damage?
19 damage.
Holy crap. All right. So you, like, blast the arm of the cow former off. So I see the giant cow former assembling, like, Voltron. Like
The cow former is Mudicus.
We have trouble outside, I said to the group inside.
All right, so you blast this thing's arm off, and it just, like, falls and hits the ground and tumbles, and, like, 2 cows come out of that bit. Wow, 19 damage. Holy smikies. All right, minus armor. So 35 minus 16.
Oh,
right.
Man.
So you just destroy. So anyone, and Jesus says, cow formers more than beefs the eye.
God bless you.
Sorry, not sorry.
Don't be sorry. That was...
That was fantastic.
Just gotta go with it.
It's like a massive damage. I mean, it's like this thunderous boom as this crossbow bolt goes flying out.
The window just blows out, yeah.
All right, cool. Did you spend an experience point for that, Andrew?
I spent an experience point to create the window. That's about it.
No, don't, because you. I'd say you roll a 20. Maybe something for the 20 initiative.
Oh, okay.
You know? All right.
That's fine.
Jeremy, you're not sure what's happening in the farmhouse, in the barn, but you know the cow former is there.
Okay. How far is it from where we are?
I mean, it's like long range. I mean, it's pretty far. It's like at least 200. It was in the middle of the field.
Then I actually go ahead and jump to the next person in line real quick while I look up the cipher.
All right, we're going to pop down to Lakini. Lakini, you're down a damage track, and this Mago, the god of disease and famine, is standing there.
Yeah, I am going to... So I've got a shield that looks like a sunburst. It's got these wavy things coming off of it. Woo! And those are actually knives that I can pull off and throw.
Oh, sweet.
And I am going to use my quick draw, which is after throwing a light weapon, you can draw and throw another light weapon to make another attack against the same or a different target. So I'm going to throw 2 daggers at this guy, gotcha. And I'm going to put effort into both of them and really kind of make his... make an attempt at doing some damage here. So I'm going to add 1 to each of my attack rolls and 1 to each of the damage rolls.
Okay.
So that's a healthy amount of effort here going. And... Alright. I got a level 4, 5, 6.
Hit.
And a level 5.
Miss.
All right, let me...
The first
hold on,
dagger,
I'm going to spend
like,
experience just... to reroll that level 5 then.
Okay.
All right, that becomes like a level 8 or something.
You are hit him twice. Flock, flock, right. Both daggers.
They will take... He will take 10 damage per hit. Sorry, no, 8 damage per hit.
Ooh, okay.
So 16 total damage from the 2 knives.
Wow. Wow, he's like, just, he's really hurt. I mean,
is that the kid of the golem?
The kid.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so...
And I will go ahead and jump back in. Okay. So I have this kind of stone gem, kind of looks like amethyst, that I pull out. And as I, you know, reach back and get ready to throw it at the cow farmer / Glom, if this was Deadlands, my Nimbus just lights up all around me and, like, channels its yellowish glow into it. And I chuck this massive detonation at the cow farmer. And... instead of, you know, like a normal explosion, when it does go off, the Nimbus just forms very briefly this massive battlefield 100 feet wide.
Whoa.
That is just filled with, you know, people swinging swords and axes and all sorts of things, and anything in the radius takes 7 points of damage.
Oh,
this reminds me of like some kind of like Final Fantasy VIII Guardian Force summoning attack. You know, it's like a really long cutscene you have to watch, and you can't skip past, you know?
You
could skip him an 8, I think.
What was that?
You could skip him an 8.
So 7 damage?
Yep.
All right, it is like... it is really... Does armor block that?
Yes.
Oh. All right, so it explodes, and there's like knights and stuff slashing at this thing, and that was a really cool attack there, actually. That's a really cool
awesome.
Cyphers and power. Okay. It was 7 then, and we're dropping down. Andy, it is... oh, I didn't roll for the thing. He gets to go. He gets to go on 6, actually. So yeah, he goes before Andy and Darcy go. So, Mark, first off, the giant... war thing goes as well. Mark, he goes to touch you again.
He being the kid?
The kid. He reaches out, but he isn't actually close enough. Just like tendrils of stuff come from his hand and wash over you. Make a might defense roll.
Can I just make a speed defense roll to not get touched?
I have it as a might defense, sir.
Because he hates us.
No, I have it tip 6.
He hates me.
Oh, I hate you. You're the one that ran up there and went first in the battle.
Well, I mean, what do you expect from a god of speed?
Well, I don't know.
Poor judgment, that's what.
He is not the god of patience.
As I said in the story I wrote for my character's origin, god of wisdom, I am not.
I did try to separate out what the things could attack, so it would be different difficulties to every player.
It's all good, it's all good. It's just I actually have good speed defense. Okay, I'm adding another level of effort to try to make this a little bit easier. And...
it does say it. See, wait. Can you see that? It says... where is it? If you don't believe me, hold on.
No, it's good.
No, it's fine.
I don't disbelieve you. I just, you know...
go ahead. What'd you roll?
Level 3 is not enough, so I'm re-rolling.
Level 3 is not going to help you.
Level 5, however...
level 5 is not going to help you.
You want to try again, Mark?
I don't think I'm going to get better than a level 5 without extreme BS going on.
If he knocks you down the damage track again, you can't move. So I've got XP to let you burn if you want it.
I'll take one more roll here. We'll see if I can't get something better than a 15. Yeah, that's actually worse.
Oh, man. All right, so Lakini... and just to point this out in the map here, so I'm gonna put this here. So Lakini's in here in the barn. And there's like a second level of the barn, okay? And then you guys are all in like the front stoop over here. And where this says like MF over here, which is Miska's like name, that's not like anything there. But over here, like that's where the big cow former is over, like over here forming and stuff. That's what's happening right now. And you feel a horrible disease wash over you again, Mark, and you drop another level on the damage track, and you see him like, yes, I needed that. Now I can get stronger.
Oh, no.
And you feel some of his wounds are healing as he does this to you.
Much damage?
Only 2 damage, but you go a whole step down the damage track. Next one kills you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
The rest of you are all outside shooting the cow. you know.
I'm in a ridiculously bad way anyway. That's why I didn't put two levels of effort into the money defense roll.
But it is Andy's turn. So Andy, what is Chef Got a Fire doing now?
How far are we away from?
I know you have intrusions coming in, guys. So I mean, audience, really. I see there's like 17 of you actively watching. We need some GM intrusions to really mess with these players and kill off Lakini.
You know, GM intrusions don't always have to be bad, you guys.
Yeah, they don't always have to be bad. I know that Jim doesn't think that's a thing.
Jim subscribes to the Dungeon Crawl Classic
rules.
Yeah,
Jim's not going
to
do that.
That's true. If you give him a good one, he'll make it bad.
Jim's idea of a kind GM intrusion is only maiming you.
Sorry, the damage track is the positive choice.
Andy, what are you doing?
How far are we away from the? We can't see Mark in the building, right?
No, but I would say you hear the screaming. And Mark has this happen to him. Mark's character is screaming like Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Okay, so then.
Oh!
I guess I'll far step.
I've just dreamed 8 decades of your life. Door's
away. Open. Come on, right?
The door's open. You can just jump into the second floor if you're going to far step.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, you jump in and you see the boy there, and he has his, like, almost like a skeletal nimbus around his head, and it's just sickening to look at. And it looks like he has some wounds left, but they're healing. And he has, you see, there's wisps of green coming off of Lakini flowing into the boy's mouth, and he's, like, breathing it in like smoke.
Well,
and Lakini is looking pretty terrible at the moment.
That's action, right? So I can't do anything else. And
that's your whole action, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's plus up some action.
Okay.
I'm trying to distract him at this point. I'm going to flare up real big and fire.
Sure, I mean, that definitely gets his attention. I mean, he's...
bigger second target.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Alkernis, it is your turn.
Okay, so I rolled a 1. I don't know if you want a GMI or anything. Or just
initiative? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. For initiative, yeah. So the woman, when you try to act, whatever you're gonna do, the woman starts grabbing at your neck and grabbing at your clothing and says, "Please, God, this is Fables, please, please, my son, it's my only son, please."
Awesome.
And so she's making it really tough for you to act. Tell me what you're gonna do.
Super cool. So my sister doll
is run off.
Yeah, ran off. I'm going to assume it's in the direction of, like, the barn situation, but even if it isn't, I'm going to, like, I think what I want to do is try to run all the way to the barn. Can I do that, or do I have to roll to, like, get there fast enough?
So I'm making her a speed defense roll to, like, kind of defend her
off. To get away from her, yeah. Totally. Cool, I'm going to spend a level of effort, because this is important to me.
Okay.
That is going to be, a level 2.
All right, I will allow that because she's just a kind of a commoner, so you kind of shake her off.
Cool.
And you go running outside, and then Ryan Shattuck's GM intrusion is going to activate. So it's
okay,
a second
perfect.
GM intrusion. Because Ryan has the cow former moves loudly, and it drives people insane. I would say, Darcy, since it's happening to you, you get the XP and give one to someone else, and I would let you do the loud, insane moo, Darcy. Go. I like the vibrato in there.
You gotta get, you know, it's some creepy melody, right?
All right, Darcy, you
pass
on, and you slowly start to hear the melodious Calformer moo.
Cool.
Melodious?
Darcy, please make an intellect defense roll.
Excellent, will do. I'm gonna give my XP to poor Mark, who just can't catch a break today.
That's true.
I got that 120 at the beginning of the game, and that was the doom of me.
So that's a 9, a level 3.
Okay, I would say no. I would say that you are definitely affected, and you kind of stumble, and just you're just like almost like you're like, enthralled yourself by the mooing,
cool.
And you don't make it to the farmhouse.
Okay.
However, I would let you do anything from here you want to try doing.
Yeah. So I have a cipher. It's a detonation cipher that I was hoping to throw at something out here. It's a dehydration cipher.
Okay.
So lots of these things seem gross and fleshy, so maybe that'll work.
Do you want to chuck it at the cow? Because the cow spent its whole turn. It wasn't its action. It just moved towards you all. It's now short range away.
Oh, cool.
Make
yeah, I want to
make beef jerky.
So I'm gonna throw it at the cow former.
So what kind of cipher is it? Looks like a potion. What's it look like?
Yeah, I was thinking it might be like a you know, maybe it's like I'm a goddess of fables, so maybe I have like a whole bunch of like those tiny adorable pocketbooks. It's got one of those nice bookmarks, but you know, you open it up and you like blow on it and it kind of flaps
away. Oh, that's so cool. Right? All right, so you open it up and the dehydration story blows out.
It like sucks in a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah. Books. Book ciphers. Cool. Do I have to roll
a hit? Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Okay. How hard is it to like throw this thing at it?
It's big, so we're going to say the cow former is only a diff 5 to hit.
Okay. I think I'll spend a level of effort. Should it be speed? Probably.
Yep.
Throwing stuff. Oh, awesome. So I hit.
How much damage?
I do a d6 plus 2. Sorry, guys. That is 7.
Wow.
7 dehydration damage.
So the cow, so one whole side of beef falls off like jerky, you know?
Sweet.
Yeah, like it's like a teriyaki effect on it as it comes off.
Oh, my God.
And it collapses. All right. Nice attack. But you are stuck out there in the open. You're kind of in the open right now. And we're going to the top of the order, and it's going to be Andrew's turn. Now, Andrew, I'm going to say this. Jesus threw another GMI at us because, you know, he does not like your characters. The doll grabs the boy, weakening the boy's attack, no, and distracting him but damaging itself. And I think the doll grabs – I'm going to – so the doll thinks it grabs the boy, but I think that Malin looks a lot like the boy. The doll is trying to grab you.
Hmm. Do I have to make a can I ignore it? I mean, what's going to happen?
You can ignore it, and I'll say it's going to drop the difficulty. You're going to increase your difficulty of actions if you ignore it.
Okay, what I am going to do, I see that the God of Fables is out there by herself.
Yep.
Your
sister is like clawing at your feet.
I am going to step out of the building, raise my bow or my crossbow up, and shoot across the field.
Okay.
And behind my arrow, my bolt, a wall of lightning forms, blocking. You know.
Ooh.
It's cutting the abomination off from us.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
So I'm going to use my wall of lightning cipher. It's basically,
sweet.
It trails my arrow and sort of creates a wall between the barn and the house.
Okay. So it just increased the diff by one step.
It's activating a cipher. I don't know what the difficulty is for.
Well, if you're shooting it, right?
Well, it was how I was describing the cipher.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know, it was just trying to be flavorful.
All right. So, all right, we'll have that affect you next round. The doll actually climbs up your whole leg as you do this.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, but the thing is, what's the level of the cipher?
Level 5.
Does it cause damage? They walk through it, right?
Yes, I've got a
damage. 5 damage.
It does 1d6 plus 2.
It's 5 or 7.
Sorry, it's level 5.
Right. So. The cow isn't under. It's gonna keep trying to come through it. It's not gonna.
Okay.
You know. All right. So the doll's in your leg, and it's gonna be Jeremy's turn, and then them.
If the doll wants to attack me, let me know.
All right. I am going to pull out a battle horn that I've got, and make my way to the barn.
Okay. All right, so that's like a short distance to the barn. You're in the barn. You want to go upstairs and finish off going up there, or you're going to stay downstairs?
If I can make it upstairs, yeah, I'll go all the way up. All
right, you're upstairs. It's your whole action, and you see standing up there a couple things. We got a GM intrusion, and I'm going to have him help one of you and hurt another one of you, okay? Mark, you go after this, Mark.
Oh, okay.
All right. So after the monsters go, or the bad guys go. So this is what's going to happen. All right, so you come upstairs, okay? And did you lose a turn, Mark?
I haven't gone round two. Last time I got drained, so that's what I was asking.
Yeah, we're still in. This is only round two.
This is
the start
of
round two. Yeah.
I think Mark was supposed to go after he got knocked down to debilitated, and I don't think he ever did anything.
All right, yeah, so before – so let Jeremy go, then Mark goes, and they go, okay? So Jeremy, all right, so you come up to the top, and you see that something is – Lycini's nimbus is right now glowing very brightly. It's like his body is fighting this thing off. you know, and his godhood is like, you know, like the something like that. All right, and this is Mike Gressler's GMI. So I'm going to say that the difficulty for Lykini, he seems like especially blessed right now, but it's blinding, Jeremy. It's like it's like to shield your views, and you go to climb up the steps, and you trip, and you fall on your rump, and you hit down the steps in a very ungodlike fashion, and then in a hay pile, and you're still downstairs. Right. But difficulties have a reduced mark for you. Mark, it's your turn. I'll let you go now. And you don't have your difficulty of any defense roll against the boys' attacks are reduced by one level. And see, I did something nice.
All right. Only because so. I appreciate it. So I am disabled, which it says that you cannot take any other actions other than a move, no more than an immediate distance. I'm wondering if that's enough for me to be able to turn on a cipher. That's a not attack cipher.
Sure, I'll let you do it.
All right, I have a, what's it called? It's a disguise module.
Oh, ooh.
And it's a level 7 disguise module. I want to turn into the boy's mother.
Oh!
Because I don't think he'll attack me then.
Okay. Yes.
And that will give me the opportunity to maybe take a recovery roll.
it's her turn.
It's an angsty teen. He's going to attack his mother.
And he steps back when he sees that. And he's watching what's happening to you. And he's like, oh, I... Mother, I didn't mean to. Wait, I'll end it all. I'll end it all for you. I'm sorry. And he, like, hugs you. He's really confused.
Yeah.
And he hugs you. And you hear the collapse outside as the cow, which is only, like, 3 health left, like, collapses, you know, as it goes through the wall in the same turn. It just kills itself with the electricity wall. That was lightning, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't have the health to go. That goes through armor. So the cow collapses right as he dismembers. He's like, And he's like, I don't know why. I just thought this was the only way. Please. Please forgive me.
What are you going to... So does the God of Speed laugh? What's he going to do?
Yeah, what? So it's now your turn again, Mark, because we skipped you the last time. So you go again.
So this kid is hugging me now?
Yes.
I'm disabled, so I'm not exactly...
This god of disease and famine is hugging you.
Yeah, I figured... I get that. But I'm disabled. I really can't, like, make an attack. That's,
you're, like, patting on the back.
I'm just going to take a... I'm going to take a recovery roll so I can remove the disabled.
All right, go for it.
I think that's the only thing I can legitimately do.
Yep. Andy, it is Chef's turn.
No, the bad guy is hugging...
So in a couple of seconds, the bad so Lykini turns into the boy's mother, and now the bad guy is now the boy god is now hugging Lykini.
Great, they're like next to each other.
So I'm holding him so he can't move.
Okay, well if you want to sacrifice yourself in that manner. I'm gonna...
Are you sure you want to say that to the god of area effects?
I'm gonna use my single target is better than my area effect right now actually. So I'm gonna just shoot him in the back with the bolt of flame.
Yes.
Does he get an asset because
we get an asset for him
the
hugging? I mean,
you get an asset because you're pinning her. You're like holding her.
All right.
Get her! Get him!
That is... It's a diff 4 plus 3 for... So that's 8 diff 8.
Hit.
All right. And it'll do 13 damage.
So that... He's like on the verge of death. So you just immolate him, and he's like, he falls off, and he stumbles off. He's like, ah! He's like screaming, and he's like trying to put the fire out on himself, and he's making it worse, and he's just yelling and screaming, and it's Alkernus's turn. So Darcy, you've seen this is what you see. You see like you're out there, the melodious mooing happens, and
yeah.
This giant cow former coming towards you, and you're just looking, and it goes through an electricity wall and just comes apart in a giant like cascade of cow parts.
Like one does.
Yes. And you hear inside, you smell the burning of man flesh, and you smell, you hear the screaming.
Okay, awesome. So I want to run in, which I think I can do, and then act because I'm pretty close, right?
Yeah, you go up. You run in up the stairs. You step over Dalaris.
Okay, cool. So has combat turned? Well, I guess. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think combat's off. We can unless you can
cool.
punch
yeah.
this kid while he's on the ground.
Awesome. So I would like to go down to him and heal him a little bit because I have that ability.
Okay.
But while I'm doing so, I also want to slip a little. This is terrible. I'm the worst. I want to slip a little amulet that I have. It's a little scarab on like a golden coin. It's a curse bringer.
Hmm.
It can be activated when given to an individual who doesn't realize its significance.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to like. Cool. So if he'll let me go heal him.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. So. I'd say
let someone spend an XP to have those two actions happen at once.
Okay, yeah, I totally would spend XP.
Cool.
Super cool. All right, so I'm healing him and saying, you made your mother proud. We can do this another way, trying to talk him down.
Yeah, yeah, so he's like this burning cinder. He's like, okay.
Awesome, so the amulet is in his possession. So I want to do a really crazy thing, and I don't know if I can. But as it turns out, I'm not actually the goddess of fables. I'm the goddess of lies.
No!
I am. And so what I do is I take that, I want to take his god energy and put it back into the doll.
Okay.
I don't know how I can do that. Is that too crazy? Is that too many steps? Is the doll
no, go me? For it.
Let
go
me guess.
It.
The doll that I'm bringing to you is the goddess of fables.
Yeah.
Your sister.
Perfect.
And you just deformed her role when she disappeared.
All right, check this out, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you say that, right? You are the goddess of lies. You're not lying. You are the goddess.
I'm not lying. It's in my character sheet.
All right, Mike Gressler has this awesome GMI, and it activates before she places it on the boy, targeting her. So, Darcy, take the XP.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
You see the goddess. You got to put it on her, and he's like, no, and he pushes it back on you.
Oh, awesome!
And next thing you know, this little doll kind of like walks over, and you have this horrible transformation scene as the doll starts to turn into the goddess return back to her form.
Awesome.
At the same time, Alkernis starts to dissolve into a doll shape.
Oh, awesome! And I'm screaming like the Wicked Witch of the West, you know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's the real goddess of fables name?
I don't know. I was trying to think of it this whole time.
Well, the rest of you are standing there, and you see the boy. He's starting to get up, and he has like 2 health left. And Jeremy, you finally walk upstairs. You see like there's like, you see that Alkernis is turning into a doll, and you see the doll is now turning into a very similar looking woman. And you see that there's a snake mom on the floor.
I'm gonna pitch a couple of knives at that annoying little kid.
All right, go ahead. When you roll, let's let Jeremy roll. All
right.
I just spare a glance for Alkernis and the doll, and then just walk over to the boy and hand him a dagger.
Azulis.
Oh boy.
Okay,
the
boy looks at it. And the boy's like, looks like the dagger's going to go right into your face. Mark?
Once he has a hold of it,
okay.
I just cut him down.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, he has to be armed, I see.
Mike Gressler was a fantastic guy.
Got a murder.
Oh! Yeah. All right. No roll required. He's laying there, and you just chop him in half.
Oh, my gosh.
And the one half gets up and walks away. All right, so
I turn to the guy.
Mike has to go to bed. Well, Mike, that's good timing because we are finished. So that is a vigil for cows.
Wow. Thank you.
That was brutal.
Everyone had a good evening. Just a couple quick things and plugs from around the circle. So first off, make sure if you thought this was cool, make sure you go check out the Kickstarter page for Worlds of the Cypher System. It is in the show notes. You can drop down there and visit there. And this is the Gods of the Fall, but there are three settings in that. There's Gods of the Fall, which is this. There's Predation, which is like dinosaurs and sci-fi together, and Dino Riders, like the old TV show and stuff. And then there's also Unmasked, and that's like psychological superheroes. So make sure you go and check out all of those. The other thing, just a quick plug, is if you like the map, which I'm going to show one more time because Miska rocks. And Miska did this for me, like I said, last week. I asked for a map, and he has a Patreon page. That's in the show notes. Go to his Patreon page. He is awesome. So Miska Fredman, he's cool. And then I think we need to throw a quick shout over to today. There was a blog post on the Inspiration Strikes page from Mark. Mark, why don't you... Can you share what that is?
Yeah, so I created a background for this character, and as I was trying to figure out how he kind of came to his power, it formed into a I don't know, 600, 700 word short story. So if you want to check that out, it's inspstrikes@blogspot.com.
Right. Anything else to toss out? The new Cyphercaster should be coming out soon. Magazine, yep. That's coming soon. And all right, well, the last I'll toss out is right now. If you want to keep watching the Cypher all night tonight, right now on twitch.tv/savingthrowshow, you can go over there and watch all of that awesomeness that's happening right now. Is an actual play over there happening? It started like 10 minutes ago. That's if this is live. Otherwise, then it's not happening now. So
this whole thing should end with like all of us like standing around like a pyre of the kid, just like the Darth Vader style, just him and his family and us. It's kind of like I just like fire and just like the whole thing goes up, and it just like, because we have a kind of a strange kinship with this cat, with this guy, because we were all like touched from the divine spark. So
I was just happy I was able to give the god of fables the vengeance she desired on her sister.
Yeah.
I think you all should just walk away from the burning building while it's on fire and it explodes in the background.
God of wards kill the parents. I mean, it's all murder hobo now.
And after the credits, since I think that the big feeling for this Gods of the Fall is kind of superheroes in fantasy, I think after the credits, like, Nick Fury shows up to, like, the cow former.
Oh my god.
But that would be another game.
And that's the end of our Gods of the Fall game, A Vigil for Cows. I hope you all enjoyed it. We've got some more exciting Cypher games on the docket, including a mashup of Harry Potter and Die Hard. Till next time, folks. Have fun, keep gaming.